Cross-country ordeal. I remember one dark, wet afternoon in February, being herded out onto the school field and having to run 3 miles across country while the rain came bucketing down. Soon we were all drenched to the skin, shivering with cold, and the only way to stay warm was to keep running. One of the gym teachers, who had been sitting inside having a cup of tea, came out to meet us halfway around the course and told us to jump over a stream before we could start on the home stretch. This teacher actually stood on the hands of the boys he didn't like as they were trying to climb up the muddy bank on the other side, so that they slid back down into the freezing water. I was disgusted by this, but of course I didn't say anything. I was only 12. I think it changed my view of human nature a bit after that. The fact that someone who I had previously respected could be so cynical and cruel. Dwarfed in Germany. We went on a tour of Germany 1 year from secondary school to play football against 3 different teams there. Everyone was violently sick on the ferry going across to Holland, and the whole thing was a bit of a farce as the teacher who had arranged it didn't speak German very well, so we ended up playing teams who were 3 or 4 years older than us. Naturally, we got beaten every time. Climb every mountain. One of my best memories of early physical endeavor was climbing Ben Nevis, which is the tallest mountain in the British Isles. It was a glorious day, which is pretty rare for that part of Scotland, and we walked up in about 5 hours. The last bit is pretty hard going as it's a zigzag path of big stones. We took the family dog, and she had a really difficult time of it. The strangest thing was that we didn't see too many people on the way up, and then when we reached the top, it was suddenly covered with Japanese tourists. I can only presume they had been airlifted there by helicopter. Down to Earth. My cousins were always the outdoor, adventurous types, learning how to canoe and windsurf and abseil and so on. One day, one of them climbed onto the top of the house to fix some tiles with my uncle. The next minute, he appeared at the kitchen door a little bit dazed, and his mother, who was cooking lunch, looked at him in surprise and said, "What are you doing here? I thought you were helping your dad." "I've just fallen off the roof, Mom," he said. Apparently, he had overbalanced and toppled over backwards. Because he had recently been doing parachute training, his latest hobby, he had rolled over automatically when he hit the ground without thinking. This was a big old 2-story house, and he must have been at least 10 meters from the ground, but he didn't have a scratch on him.